We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking NBAF activities, National Bio-Agro Defense Facility here at K-State. And we're talking today with Dr. Marty Vanier, Dr. Ken Burton, and Tim Barr. And I was talking here before the break, Tim, about the memorandum of understanding between DHS and USDA. I'm kind of curious, what is the difference between the two agencies? How do they differ? Because one is ag-based and the other focuses, I guess, primarily on security.
So that is true in a broad sense. DHS's focus is protection of the homeland, as hence the name. And USDA is very, very broad agency, a very old agency. But USDA also has some of the same mission areas with regard to the ag defense sector as DHS. So from that perspective, their mission aligns with that of DHS in with regard to the ag defense sector. So one of the other items coming out of the MOA I mentioned was that there's an agreement that DHS will continue to have a role of some sort with NBAF, and that's being discussed right now between the two agencies. So basically, DHS's responsibility for the ongoing effort, the construction commissioning, basically ends in May of 2021. But what the agencies are working towards now, what was mentioned at a summary level in that MOA that was signed in June, was the fact that there will continue to be a DHS presence or connection with MBAF because of DHS's responsibilities for protecting the homeland and specifically in some areas of the ag defense sector associated with that. How that's going to be defined is being discussed right now, but there will continue, once the facility is operational, to be a DHS involvement in some manner.
So with the transition happening, is there roles you guys are planning to have to train USDA officials on certain things you do, or how's that work?
That is an excellent question. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. So I had a staff of seven folks that worked for me. As of September 1, all those folks became USDA employees, and now they're detailed back to me basically to serve as DHS employees, but they're really still USDA employees, to finish construction. So one of the things we're doing, and we identified this earlier on with USDA, is as USDA hires folks for operating the facility, they are coming to the construction site working with my staff to interact with the construction contractor as the testing I was mentioning earlier, as that testing goes on, so they can witness those testing events, understand, basically becomes a training exercise then for them to understand how to operate that equipment. And in this phase of the project, when you're testing the equipment, you are also failing it in multiple ways so that folks can see how to recover from these different failure modes. And it's basically a one-time opportunity for the operating staff to have that ability to see the equipment, understand how it's being tested, understand how it fails, and understanding how it's recovered from those failure modes. We call it shadowing. So we have the shadow teams, we call them. And basically, on a daily basis, they're over at the site interacting with the DHS staff in the trailer and the construction contractor who's responsible for commissioning of the facility.
There's a lot of learning going on there.
There is a lot of learning because it's, as we like to say in the trailer, it's actually a Ferrari.
That's a good point. Well, and the transition, as you mentioned, taking quite a while. So the role will end in 2021 then, is that right?
The role that's ongoing right now for construction commissioning ends in May of 2021. That's when DHS has fulfilled its responsibilities as outlined in the MOA for the construction and commissioning aspect of the facility. But there will continue to be a DHS role in the facility that is under development right now about the specific nature of that.
Okay. We're chatting here today with NBAF officials, Dr. Ken Burton, Dr. Marty Vanier, Tim Barr, our guests. And we may be getting a phone call here. Trying to time this just right. We do have a phone call. Okay, let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I have a question for the your speakers.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. You can ask your question.
You're on the air, Tom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's the latest estimate for the number of employees from Plum Island that will be coming to Manhattan?
We don't know exactly how many will be coming. There will be some positions that will be that are currently going to be hired in 2020 that will actually, their part of their hiring agreement is the fact that they'll go to Plum Island and work for a few years and then transfer back to Manhattan and InBath.
Okay.
We've done a lot of conversation with the scientists and the support staff on Plum Island about moving to Manhattan, and the general opinion is still favorable, but because it's 2 years down the road, we still can't ask them to make a commitment, yes or no, that they'll be moving. But we know that there will be personnel that'll be moving, but we've also got some programs like the InBath Scientist Training Program with different universities across the United States to help build that pipeline of new young scientists, too, to backfill for personnel that don't move to Manhattan. So a lot of good opportunities, but yet we don't know for sure how many will be moving.
Okay, hey, great. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, thank you for your question.
All right, yeah, I appreciate that. Dr. Vanier, can you tell us a little bit about kind of your role here and USDA roles with the project right now?
Yeah. Well, I could give you a silly answer like I'm here for comic relief, but that's actually not the truth. Even though I've transitioned back to K-State, I am assisting the Agricultural Research Service, which is the other agency that is involved in NBAF. ARS will be the research scientists. They will be responsible for that portion of the work in the building, while Dr. Burton's group, APHIS, is mostly responsible for the diagnostic work, the disease testing work. So my part of all of this now is to assist the Agricultural Research Service with continuing to do community outreach and things like this program, and talking to groups that are interested in the MBAF project, but also to help them begin to write their communications plan and their communications strategy. When big events happen, like the hiring of a director, there, amazingly enough, is actually a strategy that you work through to do the announcement. Who do you need to notify ahead of the public announcement? Writing the press release, understanding where those things go. In my case, I'll also be helping a lot of the groups work on a crisis communication plan so that those plans are in place and everything will be organized and ready to go when the building goes operational.
So that probably means meeting with a lot of folks in the community, from maybe the hospitals to the media to maybe the KDA.
Well, yes. And as you know, we've been doing all those things even while I was at DHS on that contract. We were doing those things for a number of years. So none of those groups are unaware.
Right.
We've been keeping them in the loop all the time. But that doesn't stop. Once the building is operational, that has to continue and continue at a different level. So that's the part, that's the role that I will be to help with that transition and get those plans in place and get the people in place. And when the new communications director is announced, then I will be working with that person to get them involved with things like this and work with them and help them get to know some of the other folks that are on the staff that will be resource people for them in the future.
Very good. And obviously, we bring you on here once a month, and it's always a good opportunity to learn more about what's going on. I think you guys are very transparent with us. So, and there's a lot of mistrust out there, I know, from a lot of folks, but you guys always seem to tell it like it is, so... That's appreciate kind of, that.
We appreciate
kind of what
that.
It's all about.
That's been our goal from the beginning.
Well, it's certainly always good to learn more about what's going on at NBAF. Anything else before we break for the day?
The only thing I might mention quickly is the federal fiscal year ended September 30th, and we met our hiring goals for bringing personnel in FY19, and so now we turn around and start for FY20. So a lot of positions that will be announced through usajobs.gov, and we've had participated in the K-State Career Fair last week and just had a tremendous number of students come through. So a lot of opportunities out there still yet for positions. So just ask people if they're interested to stay in touch.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ken Burton, Dr. Marty Vanier, Tim Barr. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk again next month.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
More in focus after this. We'll talk to Perry Wiggins coming up next on K-Man.